Today is the feast day of Pope Sixtus, Pope and martyr of the Catholic Church, one of the first 33 popes of the Church that were martyred for their faith. If you study church history, you'll know that between St. Peter and the time that Christianity was legalized, every pope was martyred for their faith up until the year 315. So the first 33 popes of our faith were martyred for Christ. One of the most bitter persecutions came in the year 250 under the Roman Emperor Decius. And after him came Valerian, who followed in his footsteps. In the year 257, Valerian decreed that no Christians could meet in assembly, which means that they could not attend Mass as a community. They could not worship. They were not obviously allowed to build any churches. And so the only way that the early church, the Catholics, could attend Mass was to do it secretly, to do it privately. So most times it was done down in the catacombs, in the cemeteries, where the Romans would usually not want to go. And so the early church would meet down in the catacombs. And we know on August 6th, Pope Sixtus was saying Mass with a congregation. There were four deacons in attendance. The deacons were Januarius, Vincent, Magnus, and Stephen. And during the Mass, the Roman soldiers came in to the catacombs and beheaded the Pope and these four deacons. They, of course, were honored as some of the greatest martyrs of the Catholic Church, giving their life for Christ and giving their life for the Mass and for the Eucharist. The Pope was buried in the catacombs of St. Callistus on the Appian Way. He's very popular, mentioned in the Roman canon. So a very highly venerated saint. He was only Pope for 1 year before he gave his life for Christ. So we can ask ourselves, what is our love for the Mass that these early martyrs were willing to give their life to be able to receive the Eucharist, to be able to say Mass, to be able to attend Mass? That was their great love. It was their willingness even to die, because they knew it was, of course, against the law to come together in an assembly, and yet they were willing to sacrifice their lives for the sake of the Eucharist, for the sake of receiving Jesus in communion and attending the Mass. We think in more recent times, in the concentration camps, such saints as Father Titus Bronsma, the Dutch priest, would be willing to give his life to take the Eucharist to prisoners within the concentration camp. Many of the priests would do this and would suffer terribly through torture and persecution for trying to bring the Eucharist or saying Mass in the concentration camps. If you go to Ireland, you'll see the Mass rocks, where priests would let people know that they were going to be saying Mass at particular locations out in the fields on the hillsides, and people would be there. The altar boys would have the binoculars to make sure that nobody could spot them and to make sure that they could say the Mass and devoutly and without harm. And there were many places, obviously, in Ireland and France and other parts of the world during places like the French Revolution, times during the French Revolution, other times where the devout Catholic families would have priest holes where they would hide priests in their basement in order to allow them to say Mass in their home. So what a great inspiration Pope Sixtus was, giving his life for Christ and for the love of the Mass. Saint Cyprian, who was a contemporary of Saint Sixtus, wrote to his parishioners, "You are to understand that Sixtus suffered in a cemetery upon the 6th of August, and with him four deacons. The officers of Rome are very keen on this persecution." And he's writing at the same time this is taking place. "Pray that we may think of immortality rather than death. We know that soldiers of Christ are properly not killed, but crowned." What great advice from Saint Cyprian, to realize that don't worry about death, instead to think of immortality. And then he said, that when a Christian is killed as a martyr for the faith, don't worry about being killed, but focus on the crown of glory. And so we pray, Saint Sixtus and companions, pray for us.